Hi, I'm Megan M. Riley from MeganMRiley.com. I'm a natural born psychic and sexual empowerment coach, and you are listening to Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. Today's topic is, what on earth is sexual empowerment and who am I? And, you know, sexual empowerment, when talking about sexuality, it is not just about the bedroom. And we are definitely going to talk about the bedroom. We are going to talk about female orgasm. We are going to talk about different types of orgasm. We're going to talk about the female body. We're going to talk about turning on the female brain and all the different ways that we can do that. And all of which is a passion of mine. And so, yes, we are going to talk about that. But really, how then can it translate? Now, my intention is to have as many women turned on creativity, spirituality, emotionally, physically turned on so that we go out in the world and we make a difference. We can see things a little bit differently when our mind and our body is turned on. We can be less reactive. We can be more present. We can see opportunities and solutions that we could not see before. And so, yes, this is going to be about female sexuality. And yes, we are going to talk about things in the bedroom, but really, where else can we take this? And how else being that woman who is glowing, being that woman who is turned on in every area of her life, and how is it that that will make a difference? So I just want to tell you a little bit about me. I live in the mountains in Colorado, just short of the divide. And I love being here, first of all, because I can walk out my door and be in National Forest. And second, because it's, for me, it's breathing space. Being able to go outside, being outside is my church. And the more that I can do that, and the more that I am really away from the city, I feel that much more connected. And I have been doing readings for 14 years for business. And for friends and family, I started when I was 12. So that's 32 years. Wow. 32 years. And natural born, meaning one of my first memories is of family members, deceased family members on the end of my bed. And I have always been able to see things. So third eye ability. I've always been able to hear things, which is clairaudient ability. I've been very clairsentient. So being able to feel things or just know things. And we're going to talk a lot about this and the second chakra, and really turning on the second chakra and what that does to our intuition is it amplifies it. We're able to trust ourselves more. We're able to know what is the difference between intuition and fear, or what is the difference between intuition and ego. And I also sometimes taste and smell. So I'll be in a reading and be able to taste something that is related to the person that I'm talking to, or I will smell something for the client, and then often for myself as well. And then just over the years, I've been able to develop a certain vocabulary so that seeing certain things, having certain images in my third eye, or smelling certain things means something for the client. And let's see. So since I have been doing this as a business, I just counted it up, and it's about 19,500 people. So over the years, almost 20,000 people that I've been able to work with, been able to connect to them. I don't so much do future work. And here's why. I know I have been to readers that say, this is what is going to happen. And that's kind of like being told what I'm thinking. I don't like someone to say this is going to happen, even if eventually it does. Just like I don't like someone telling me what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling. And I think that we always have free will. So we always have an opportunity to change. There are very few things that are actually predestined. We have kind of like options on a car of, I would like this experience, I would like this experience, I would like this experience. And then we go forward and live those experiences in different various ways. So when I'm talking to someone about the future, what I like to say is This is what's predictable. And if that is the outcome that you want, then here's what we need to do to make sure that that happens. And if that's not the outcome that you want, then these are the things that we need to put in, the practices and systems and things that we need to change in order for you to change the outcome. So I do not at all do fortune telling or what is going to happen or anything like that. And that really works for me. It's a much more intuitive approach. So adding sexuality has been something really exciting because the second chakra is, so it's creativity, emotions, sensuality, and sexuality. And years and years and years ago, I had an experience with a boyfriend. I was 18 and it was like my first adult boyfriend. I don't know how I could think of myself as an adult at 18, but it was like my first adult boyfriend. And I had this experience where it was like we left our bodies and had this spiritual, emotional, fabulous, like intertwining out in the universe kind of thing. And I didn't know what happened, and I didn't know how to make it happen again. And so I started researching. I started reading. I started looking for old sacred texts. I started looking for what was this experience, and how can I have it happen? What happened? And the more and more I read, the more and more I found about sacred sexuality, the more I found about Tantra, the more I found out about breath work, and I started taking some courses. And it's very, very interesting. You know, breath is so important to us, and we spend so much time taking very shallow breaths, or it's winter here in Colorado right now, and we have this, like you're just about to slip on the ice and take a breath in and never let that breath out. So spiritual sexuality, sacred sexuality is very much related to the breath and the breath between you and your partner, or if you don't have a partner, between you and yourself, how it is that we are using the breath, how it is that we are using the body. And there's so much that opens up. Also, we often don't get enough breath into our body and our extremities are cold. We don't get enough breath into the body because we're not drinking enough water. We're drinking too much coffee or soda or something else. We're not getting enough breath into the brain because we're not eating the right things or doing the right exercise or taking the right supplements. So I see breath as one of the major things to approach in this conversation, and just how much of a difference in living, really living a life that is orgasmic. Can you just imagine? So it's not going to be like when Harry met Sally eating a salad all of the time, but that first sip of coffee. Now that first sip of coffee, I make Bulletproof every morning. Oh, it's so good. And that first sip does make my eyes roll back. There is food that I was teasing. There's a local woman. She has a restaurant. And I went in last week and she had this halibut cooked in saffron broth wrapped in prosciutto. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I said, your description on the menu does not do it justice. And she's like, well, what should I say? I said, how about a mouth orgasm? And she wouldn't do it. But that's what it was. What if time in the sun or time with friends or time with animals, time with your beloved, what if those times really could be the moment where you take a breath in and it's so sweet and so pure and there is so much energy running through your body that it is little mini orgasms? What if every part of your life were like that? How much better of an employee would you be? How much better of a mother, of a daughter, of friends, of beloved? How much better could we be in the world if we could take those times and take those moments, really get present and notice the energy that is in our body? I think it could change the world. I really do. There's so much fear and there's so much contraction right now. We pull back about guns. We pull back about schools. We pull back about sexuality. We pull back about mental illness. We pull back about so many things. And there's so many things that we don't want to share because we don't want to get into a fight or politics. What if we didn't contract and we opened into the feeling? There's a sacred sexuality writer, David Data, and I just adore his work. Where is David Data these days anyway? Where did he go? He's got such great stuff. But a lot of his really is about being open. And for the feminine is being able to open the heart, even when you are feeling hurt, even when you are feeling rejected, even when you are cold and your shoulders are up from driving in the snow. What if we could just open the heart area, open that thoracic area behind the shoulders, you know, in between the shoulders, and open that and take the breath? And no matter what, rather than withdrawing and contracting, rather than shrinking our shoulders forward, that we move forward, that we open and open to the world. Let the world feel our love. Let the world feel our commitment for connection, our commitment for taking care of ourselves, our commitment for taking care of each other, our commitment to feel nurtured and accepted and taken care of on every level. That really would change things. So that's what I mean by living the orgasmic life. And we're going to go through every area of your life. We're going to go through every chakra. If you don't know about chakras, you're about to learn, because this is everything. So, and then what are the different things that can open up in the bedroom? What are the different things that can open up? Did you know that 50% of women do not have orgasms? That's like criminal to me. That is just not right. 50% of women do not have orgasms. The remaining 50% of them only have them every once in a while. Every once in a while, it's not something that they can predict. It's kind of like my first tantric experience. It happens, but they don't know how it happened or how to make it happen again. I am out to change that in the world. And having women be present in their body. I mean, we spend so much time in our heads. We spend so much time overthinking. We spend so much time hard on ourselves. We spend so much time worrying about what other people think. How did that conversation go? Should I clean up something about that conversation? Should I address that? Should I not? What's going on in social media? Do I have enough likes for this? Do I have enough? Did I say this right? Or did I not say this right? Or should I take this post down? There's so much, I call it mental masturbation. There's so much mental masturbation going on in the world that we don't open, we don't take that breath, and we don't connect to the people that we really want to connect to. One of my favorite things, and those of you who have been following me for a while, those of you who I'm working with and I get the opportunity to work with have heard this, and you have heard this several times, and you're probably going to hear it several more. This is something that changed my life, and I want to share it with as many women as possible. And it's about the yoni egg. So this is, I know, it's kind of a stretch, but here's the story behind the egg. Is it was in the Chinese dynasty, and it was only, the information was only passed along to royalty. And what it is it's a crystal. So it started out as jade, but that's a more Chinese stone. It started out as jade, and it's a crystal, and they come in different sizes. And it's something that, so yoni, when I say yoni, that really is like the entire second chakra area. That is not just your vagina. That is the entire area. And this is the area that for so many women goes numb. That's through emotional trauma. That's through sexual trauma. It's from childbirth. It's from C-sections. I had a myomectomy, which is having tumors removed several years ago. And for a while after that, I was numb. Like even me, who runs this energy every day, all day, this is what I do, and this is what I do with people, I still went numb. So many, many years ago, I was taking Tantra courses, and I was receiving the breaths from the teachers. So what they will do is you go to a course and you get all the homework done, and then they will give you the breath, which is tell you how to do the breath. I was also at that time in such deep meditation and getting so much information and intuitive information, I was also receiving or downloading intuitive breaths to take. And there was a woman in the courses that I was taking that just kept on and on and on and on about jade eggs and yoni eggs. And she would not shut up, kind of like I am now. And so I got one and I put it in my toy box and I forgot about it. So 7 or 8 years later, I was going through my toy box and I found the egg. And I thought, this is interesting. So I started doing some research about the egg. Here's what I found out. Physically, what's going on is it's strengthening the pelvic floor. It is strengthening the vaginal wall. It is increasing the good estrogen. So we have three different types of estrogen. Women who are estrogen heavy, or women who are cancer prone, or women who are cancer survivors, that's the bad estrogen. This is the good stuff. This is the good stuff that helps with PMS. If you have perimenopause or menopause, then it's helping with the symptoms. It helps with cramps. It helps with hot flashes. It helps with vaginal dryness. So physically, it's pretty extraordinary. Those of you that have had kids and have the, I forget what the word is, but you know, pee a little bit when you laugh, this helps. And then it makes orgasm, so all orgasm, clitoral orgasm, G-spot orgasm, and cervical orgasm, really, really strong and really, really powerful and so much more fun. And so that's physically what's going on with the egg and you using the egg. Energetically or spiritually, what's going on is it's healing you from the inside. And so it's a crystal. There's lots of different crystals that you can get. And to start out, I would say whatever you are drawn to. Well, a lot of people know the qualities of rose quartz, and so they start with rose quartz. Obsidian is also a really great way to start, because what that does is clear negative energy. I am loving my rhodochrosite egg right now, just because that's all about feminine power and feminine strength. And that's really, I'm getting a lot of juice out of that. But there's all sorts of different choices. And since I have been on the egg train for a while now, I am going to start carrying eggs to offer, because this is something, it so transformed my life. I am not going to stop on the egg. Okay, so then healing you from the inside, just think about all the things that we have been through. And with Me Too and Time's Up, it's more and more to the forefront. And it's also finally acceptable to talk about emotional trauma, domestic violence, sexual trauma. It finally is coming to the surface where we can talk about this and not have it be something that we hide, or something that it takes several drinks for us to get out, or something that we don't tell our beloveds, but is always there and always at the background and always defining our movements and our personality. What if it wasn't like that? What if you could heal that part of yourself and incorporate it into a part of yourself and not have it hanging over you or following you forever? Coming up with post-traumatic stress events, coming up with bad dreams still, coming up with all of these things. What if we could just incorporate it into our field and into our body as something that happened, but it no longer defines us? So that's one spiritual part that's going on. The other spiritual part that's going on is it's building the energy in the second chakra. So the second chakra is the source of enlightenment. The second chakra is the source of life. It is the source of creativity. It is the source of women's power. And there's so much going on in the other 36 chakras, but this is really, really where things start to heal. And we do things like go to therapy, which therapy is amazing. Therapy is necessary. I am not knocking the therapeutic community, but it is something that is external from us. We do, we go to courses, we read books, we take foam noodles to couches, we journal, we go on silent retreat. We do all of these things to heal trauma when what we could be doing is healing it from the inside and allowing, just like the idea of Reiki is that the body can relax and heal itself. All we have to do is get the soul and the body to relax. Our soul and our body can heal itself of these traumas. And if we start to build a relationship with a crystal, it starts to happen. Whether you believe it or not, it's fine if you don't believe it. If you do this practice every day, it will work. And then you'll believe it. And then you'll come to me and you'll say, oh my gosh, I did this for trauma. But, you know, look at everything else in my life. Emotionally, what's going on is it's connecting us more and more to ourselves so that we hear the nudges, we hear the intuition more, we are drawn to different foods. There are people in our lives that when we start using the egg on a regular basis, the relationships become much more authentic. They become more real. Do you have some girlfriends especially that are more like frenemies? This is the weirdest thing. They just vibrate right out of your life. It's when you start using the egg, those women that you don't trust, those women that you only give a little bit of information to because you know exactly where it's going after you open your mouth, those women are gone. If you're dating, nothing else has changed except using the egg. The quality of men goes up. Seriously. Because whatever the wound is that is bringing in noncommittal or ADD or what I call the dark night. I know different men have different stages in their lives, and the dark night is usually delicious and fabulous and the chemistry is amazing. And then they turn their attention somewhere else and we are devastated, right? That is the dark night. The dark nights don't show up. Your boundaries, because you're building your relationship with yourself spiritually, energetically, emotionally, physically, the boundaries are better and stronger and healthier so that better quality men can come in. And for real, relationships get healed. I've seen marriages be saved. I've seen relationships reach new levels and new depths of connection and intimacy. It's really a magic little egg. Okay, so here's what happened for me. So I took that egg out a few years ago, and I thought, this is interesting. And I started to do the research because I often get intuitive downloads, and then I want to validate it somehow. So we'll talk about the brain, and we'll talk about healing things in later episodes. But so I started using the egg. And it was at that point on a pretty inconsistent basis. At that point, a couple years ago, I was a red hot mess. And I could hardly remember to wash my face at night, much less use an egg. And so it was maybe twice a week, maybe. And things started to change. I found a detox program. Because physically, I just was not feeling good. I was eating all sorts of crap. I was drinking too much. It was like not physically a great time. I was super inflamed, just like puffy, grumpy, not sleeping well. I would wake up in the middle of the night and just obsess. And I found this detox program that took away a lot of the inflammation, and I started to lose weight. So that opened up something where I decided that I wanted to go dance, and I wanted to take dance lessons because I never was comfortable dancing. And I was always the woman growing up, or young woman, where it did take 5 whiskeys to get me out on the dance floor. And then when that happened, it was like Elaine dancing. It was bad. And I always looked at the women who looked like they were free, who looked like they could move their bodies with the music and be comfortable in their bodies. And I always envied that. I always wanted that. And so I thought, well, I am going to find either pole dancing lessons or maybe S Factor or belly dance. And at the time, I was living in this tiny, tiny town, like really about 1,500 people. And so there was no S Factor, no pole dancing, but there was belly dancing. The other thing that I started to think about was my relationships with women. Because for the most part, they were okay. I never really felt connected. Like, I never really felt like I had my tribe. And so belly dancing with a group of women seemed like a good place to start. I started finding business teachers. I started finding different ways to exercise. The business teachers led me to different software. It led me to all sorts of different research that I could do. I was finding different intuitive teachers to work with. It was a really interesting time. And then, so I still hadn't connected the egg practice, even though I was doing more and more and more. And then July came. So it was July 2017. And I put my practice up to, it was about 5 or 6 days a week. I found a teacher. You know, I'm sure you all have had this experience, if it's in school or high school, college, or a mentor, where it is the perfect teacher at the perfect time. And they are committed enough to you to say the things that they need to say, that you need to hear. And this teacher did that. So the egg practice picked up 5 or 6 days a week, then 6, 7 days a week. Then I started making significant changes in my diet. I started researching the brain. I started looking at business and how it was that I could make more of a difference rather than be at the effect, like kind of like the reluctant hero, which I don't want to call myself that, but not wanting to be an intuitive, like being at the effect of being an intuitive rather than being able to choose it and choose the difference that I can make with people and be happy with it. That's what started to change. So then since July, looking back, okay, so we'll go the 2 years. So over 2 years, I lost 100 pounds. Dancing, belly dancing, girlfriends, like real girlfriends. Having the thought process go from being awake at 2:30 in the morning, thinking about everything that I did wrong and everything that I probably will do wrong the next day, questioning every conversation, hoping something went well, changing, you know how we women change ourselves around men and we shift ourselves into something we think that they want. Being able to get out of the head and into the body and feel and dance and play. Maybe someday you'll see pictures. I've got pictures on Facebook and I think on Instagram too of a before picture and after picture. But this really changed my life. So recently I was with some girlfriends and we were talking about sex like we do. We sit down at tables and the conversation usually goes to sex. And that's when I realized how little most women really know about the body, how little a lot of women know about the difference that breath work is going to make, the difference that something like an egg is going to make, and having the relationship with yourself, being able to listen to your own intuition, being able to listen and hear the answer, and then have the fearful thoughts come, then have the judgmental thoughts come, and not get on that train. Or maybe you get on the train for a stop and then get off. Right? How much more available are we for the people in our lives? And how much more energy are we going to have without all that bullshit, without all the mental masturbation? So, starting with my favorite subject, which is the egg, I cannot recommend this enough. And I know that there's egg haters out there. I know that there's people concerned about losing it. Your cervix is not going to open. You're not going to lose it. There's nowhere that it could go. But a lot of them do come drilled. And so you just attach a piece of twine and, you know, pull it out. If you're interested in more information about this, because I could talk about this for hours, but we have to move on. If you're interested in more information about this, I have a couple of resources. I have a 10-minute egg meditation that I can send you. And then I also have in what I call eggucation webinar that I did that I can send you as well. So if that is something that is interesting, just send me an email. It's mail@meganmreilly.com. And at some point, I will just get that up on my website so you can just go and download the meditation and go on your way. But for just kind of getting this started and just really being inspired about how things are changing and the difference that it's making physically you're going to change. It's kind of the oxytocin glow or... you know, the after sex glow, you know, you just kind of glow. That's going to happen with the egg practice. And seriously, 5 minutes a day, if you can commit to 5 minutes a day and show up for yourself in that way, 5 minutes a day for a month, people are going to start to notice. They're going to start to notice that you are happier. They're going to start to notice that you are more engaged. They're going to start to notice that you have more energy. You are going to notice that you have more energy. And they're going to say, wow, you look great. What is it that you are doing? And then, this is a really good one. I saw an old friend a couple weeks ago that I hadn't seen for years. And I was starving, so I went into a local restaurant for breakfast, and he was sitting there. And he said, "Damn, baby, what the fuck did you do?" And, you could take that, but I took it like the compliment of the glow and just how much has changed. And, you know, also 200 pounds, and from 5 years ago, it was a lot more than that. Really, this can change your life. And as far as the egg haters about infection and that kind of stuff, just make sure you sanitize it. I mean, don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot with your egg, and you will be fine. You will build your relationship with yourself. So many women, I say, you know, if only I could love myself, or if only I could be more easygoing, or, you know, they have all these like out there goals. If only I could, if only I could. This is an access, because what comes from self-love is, you know, we talk about it too much, and we start to think of things like Stuart Smalley, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. But there is something that happens with a self-love and a self-respect, and your access to that is doing something over and over and over, showing up for yourself and doing it and making a promise and making a commitment, or even like a vow. And we can talk about that in another episode, making a vow of how many times have we abandoned ourselves? How many times have we made ourselves smaller or not said something or not been authentic? How many times have we done that? when we show up for ourselves, when we do something like an egg practice, it's similar to a meditation practice in that you're showing up yourself every day, no matter what. But this is building something a little bit different. This is building your relationship with you on your physical body, in your spiritual body, and in your emotional body. And it changes lives. And I'm so, so excited to share this with you. And then next week, let's talk about sex. That'll be really fun. Okay. Thank you so much. And have a great week. This is Megan Riley. You have been listening to The Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. If you'd like more information, my website is meganmriley.com. And go shake those hips.